Hello?
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. May I please speak with Andrew Giamugnani?
This is Sam.
I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Sure.
Okay, I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yep.
Okay, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably are the chances 50-50? Okay, thank you. And can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
31.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
White.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in
very
which the country is headed? Okay. And now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, just let me know, okay? The first one on the list, public schools. Public schools in general. How would you rate public schools from 0 to 100?
Zero.
The U.S. Department of Education from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Public school teachers?
How would zero. You rate public?
Moms for Liberty from 0 to 100?
Zero.
The National Education Association, or NEA?
Zero.
Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Woke culture or woke ISM from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Charter schools from 0 to 100?
What was that?
Charter schools, in general, charter schools.
Zero.
And the last one, Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
100.
Okay. And generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
And next, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students? What do you think?
Poor.
Public schools? But public school much better?
Neither. Neither, because all they want to do is teach our kids about being fags.
Okay, but so neither public schools or charter schools? No difference.
No.
Okay.
No.
And how important
Christian
do you...
schools.
Okay. And how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students. 5 means somewhat important, and 0 means that it is not important at all. Okay. The first topic is provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting. From 0 to 10, how important?
10.
Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting. From 0 to 10, how important?
10.
Embrace American values and be proud American citizen.
10.
Become more organized and have a structure. How important?
What was that?
Become more organized and have a structure. From 0 to 10?
10.
Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad. From 0 to 10, how important?
10.
And the last one, help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
10.
And would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education? What do you think?
Not enough.
And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years, yes or no?
Yes.
And how much have you heard seen or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? What do you think? Strongly agree
what
with
is
that?
What is CRT?
A critical race theory. Would you agree or disagree that critical race theory bans are mainly about politics?
Sure.
Strongly agree with that or somewhat agree?
I don't even know what you're, I don't even know what CRP stands for, so sure.
But critical race theory. Are you agree? Or don't know?
What is critical race? What does that mean?
Actually, I'm required to read verbatim, but you can answer based on what you think it means, okay?
Well, I don't know what it is. If it's a bunch of fucking nigger bullshit, I don't give a fuck.
Okay, and now please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. The first one, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable.
Strongly disagree.
You strongly disagree with that or just somewhat disagree?
I think that they should learn about it.
Okay, so I strongly disagree with that, that students should not learn about the history.
No, they should learn about it.
Correct. So you are strongly disagree that students should not learn.
Okay.
Okay, and the next one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Absolutely not.
Strongly disagree with that?
Yeah.
Okay. And the last one, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
Strongly agree with that? Or just some?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. And now, we're almost done with the survey. We're 75% and thank you for your kindness to help us. Wrapping this up with the last few questions. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. Just tell me, please, if you will strongly support that or oppose it. Just five. The first one is protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Strongly
opposed.
Strongly opposed or just somewhat opposed.
Strongly opposed.
The next one, adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum.
Absolutely not.
Strongly opposed?
Yep.
Okay. And the last three, making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues.
Strongly agree.
And the last two, giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school.
Absolutely.
Strongly agree?
Yep.
And last one, increasing discipline in schools.
Absolutely.
Strongly support.
Yep.
Okay. And some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishment of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum? Strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
And now we're basically in the last part of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your time. I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument. 5 means somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument, okay? Just 3. The first one says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Now, from 0 to 10, how convincing was that?